Stephen's actually in New Jersey. Hello, Stephen. What would you like to talk about?
I'd like to ask you a question about drinking. If you're drinking a milkshake or any other drink with a straw, when you finish, you can use your lungs to suck up all the last bits through the straw. It doesn't matter how hard you suck. Why don't we choke?
Okay, I have done extensive research into this question myself last night with some rum-based cocktails. So this is.
Does it have to be rum, or can it be anything?
Anything would work, yes. But I like margaritas, but you can't really drink them through a straw. And I will be publishing my results in the Journal of Inebriology very soon. But basically, the reason is that when you're drinking a drink that's a full drink, you create a vacuum in your mouth. And that's basically what forces the liquid up the straw, is you're not really kind of sucking it up. You're actually dropping the pressure in your mouth, and that causes the liquid to go up the straw. What happens when you get right down to the bottom of your drink is that there's really very little liquid there. So for a start, there's not really a lot of liquid that's going to go up into your lungs, even if it was to get there. The other thing is that fluid is a lot heavier than air, and when you actually do the motion of sucking something up from the bottom of your cocktail glass or your milkshake, you kind of form a little barrier at the back of your throat with like soft palate and things like that. So the dregs of fluid come up the straw, they get into your mouth, they kind of go flop into your mouth while the air
goes.
Just
checking.
That's the scientific term, I think you'll find. They sort of go flare into your mouth. They don't really make it to the back of your throat to go down your lungs. But if you are a clumsy or over-enthusiastic drinker, it is actually possible to inhale fluid into your lungs up a straw. But most of us have kind of learnt how to drink, so we don't do it.
Fantastic. Can I just ask you, Stephen, you don't sound, don't take this the wrong way, as a native of New Jersey.
No, I'm pleased to say.
Oh, you just upset half of our audience. I'm just joking. So what are you doing in New Jersey?
I work in drug development and manufacture, and my job was closed down in England, and an opportunity came up in the United States within my same company. So I relocated in 2003.
And took the Naked Scientist with you via the internet, presumably?
Yeah, the radio over here is rubbish, so I've been listening to a lot of podcasts.
Fantastic. Well, it's great to have your company, and thanks for a good question too. Are you going to comfortably quaff your cocktail from now on, safe in the knowledge you won't be inhaling any of it?
I'll have to try a few more, yes.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.